I think it's ready now. Would you just give me your full name, please?
Yeah,
okay. And what's your address here in Fargo? Is it just Fargo, or do you have a post office?
Fargo. Fargo, Georgia.
Okay. Were you born right here?
No, ma'am. I was born in North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, golly. When did you move here?
Well, I've been here since I was small. About 9 or 10 years old when my daddy brought us out here.
Oh, gee. Well, but then... Well, let's just
go through all the formalities
first.
Would
you just give me your full name?
Ruth.
Okay. And your address here in...
Okay.
And you were born right here?
Right in Clinch County, maybe out in the country, about 7 miles out of town.
Oh, that's
fine.
Okay. May I ask how old you are?
Yes. I was born the 24th of June, 1912.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, are you a member of a church?
Yes, AME.
Okay.
Methodist,
And your occupation is OEO?
Yeah, I'm outreach worker.
Okay.
OEO.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
Well, right here, mostly. I mean, that's about all, you know, right here. I haven't been off to school.
Uh-huh.
I went to Savannah State maybe 2 summers.
Okay.
And other than that,
well, that's fun.
Yeah.
let's see. Do you know where your mother was born?
Yes, she was born in King Street, South Carolina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my father, too. Mm-hmm.
And when did they move here?
Well, my mother lived here. My mother came to Georgia. She said she was 6 years old. She was reared in Georgia, but not in Homerville. And my father was about 18, I think, when he came here. So my mother, now she called herself a Georgian because she didn't remember too much about South Carolina.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And she died in 1933. Mm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She wasn't but 48 when she died. Uh-huh. And my father died in 1945. He was 66 when he died.
What was his occupation?
A turpentine. You know, that's out. I guess you know a little about that, don't you?
Well, yeah, I really don't. So
you don't? Well, it isn't too much I know about it now because, you know, I know he used to have to go out in the woods and they do the trees some kind of way to get this gum from the trees. And this gum, they take it to a particular place and it's processed. I guess that's what you'd call it. And they get spirits 7 times from it. And maybe more than that. But I really don't know too much about it. You know, being a girl, you know, and no, I knew what he was doing, but just exactly how they were doing it, I don't know too much about it. Uh-huh.
When you see the trees with the big splashes.
That's right.
That's
right.
Can they do that year after year to the same trees? Or do they have
to? Yes, they do. For so many years. And I don't know how many years they do it, but they do it for so many years. And then now they don't do too much of it. You know, they're using a lot of the trees now as putwood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they making any attempts to plant new ones?
Oh, they do. They do every year.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the people we talked to this morning in Fargo
mm-hmm.
said that the town was really practically dying on the line because the trees were just being used up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It really seems a shame.
But it does.
Did your mother ever work outside the house, or was she
housework? Well, yes, she did housework for other people,
uh-huh.
for white people, you know.
Okay. Did they go to school much, or?
Not too much.
Could read
they could read and write.
Okay. And do you know anything about where your grandparents came from?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I just don't know anything about them because my mother came to Georgia because of the death of her mother, and she wasn't for 6 years old.
Oh.